Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. And before we get back into the discussion with you, we're going to talk about an event that's coming up that I think a lot of folks might want to participate in and certainly sounds like a lot of fun. Joining us in studio, we have Lou Brito. He is the Senior Program Director for the YMCA South Coast. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And also joining us on the line, we have Stephanie Mancini. She is the Senior Executive Director. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning.
And it's great to have both of you here to talk about this on a day like today when people are saying, oh, man, if I'm going to exercise, I got to do it inside. We're going to be talking about a chance to do just that coming up. So, Lou, why don't you give us the breakdown of what's coming up with the spinathon?
Okay, great. This year we're doing something different. We've actually had the spinathon for quite a few years. We're partnering up with New Bedford YMCA at the Gleason Y. We're doing it on off-site at Stone Path Mall in Wareham. We have a DJ coming in, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's, and all the proceeds go to our community to help underprivileged kids and families in special programs like the Live Strong and things of that nature. And over at the Fall River site, they're going to be partnering up with Swansea, and I'm sure Stephanie will talk more about that particular event.
Yeah, Stephanie, tell us about that one.
Yeah, very exciting. Thank you for having us, by the way, Tim. We're really excited. Typically, we do this spinathon. As Lou mentioned, we've been doing it now for the past probably 5 or 6 years. And we do it at the local YMCAs. And this year, we're doing kind of an east side versus west side type of event. So as Lou mentioned, they're going to be going to the brewery out there in Wareham. And then the Fall River YMCA and Swansea YMCA are teaming up to go to Canteen Brewery in Fall River. And so the idea is that if you want to sign up, we have four different time slots. We have an 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11 a.m. You can pay $10 to reserve a bike. And then we're trying to have people raise a minimum of $100 if you can. And as we mentioned, everything goes right back to the respective YMCA. So we want to make sure that everybody can, you know, is included in the Y. We have financial assistance. Last year, we gave out over $900,000 in financial assistance across the South Coast. And this is the first event to kind of kick off in 2024. So really excited. There's still time to sign up at either location. I mean, you can do that by going to ymcasc.org, and all the information is right up there.
And, you know, you mentioned, Stephanie, an hour. Lou, we're talking about, that's all you're asking people to do is to spin, to ride these bikes for an hour.
Correct. We do have some people that will do multiple hours. But like we talked about earlier, it's not really a spin class. It's more an event, which is, I think, having it off-site at a location like a brewery, people will view it that way as an event, as a time out to have a good time and support a great cause. And we also still looking for sponsors as well. So not just riders, but sponsors. So if you don't want to come, if you don't have the time, or if you're not around, we are still looking for sponsorships. And you can reach us, like Stephanie said, at ymcasc.org.
And Stephanie, this is something that's open not just to YMCA members, but to anybody that wants to take part.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And just to reiterate with Lou, you do not have to have ever taken a spin class before. This is a great team building activity. We have people coming in from different businesses that are just want to get their coworkers together, or families come in. They bring their spouse. You don't have to be a member of the YMCA. You can make it a workout for sure. But it's definitely, you don't have to push yourself as hard as, you know, the spin class sometimes gets a bad rap where it's a very intense workout, which it can be. But really that's the purpose of this event is really just to have fun and be part of the community for a good cause.
And I think part of this is, you know, folks, they want to have a way to help out. They want to be able to be active and do something for themselves. But this has that social nature. When you're even when you're in a class, you know, you're getting instructed. And Lou, I know you teach a lot of class. So you see the way that people handle that as opposed to when they're kind of working out socially and being able to interact with people. And this is a chance for them to have more of that social feel to it.
Correct. I mean, it speaks to what the why is. The why is about the community. And we try to foster that environment, whether it's in a class or at the wellness center or even at the front lobbies when people just come in, socialize, have that social interaction, especially coming off of COVID where, you know, we were locked away for quite a while. It gives people a great opportunity to go get out, mingle, have a good time for a great cause.
I mean, when we were kids and we rode bikes, we were always riding our bikes with our friends and having conversations as we were riding. It's the same idea.
100%.
Definitely.
And Stephanie, so one of the things that I think people that are out there listening might say was, you know, I'd love to take part, but I can't make it to either of these locations on Saturday. Is there a way that people can take part in the spinathon without actually being present at the locations?
Oh, absolutely. As we mentioned, there are sponsorship opportunities, but if you'd like to give to the page, again, the information's on ymcasd.org. So whichever community that, you know, that's closest to you or, you know, the people are part of, they can go on, they can donate to a page. We do have some people, some regular spinners of mine that can't make it that Saturday, but they've contributed to the page. So again, that information is on our website. And we're always fundraising. We actually just had our 2024 annual campaign kickoff breakfast yesterday at the Gleason Family YMCA in Wareham. And, you know, it was a great opportunity to hear the stories that impact the community. We had a few testimonials that from childcare parents to members. And it really just kind of described the breadth of activities that we offer at the Y. So there's definitely a way to participate even if you can't make it on the 16th.
And Stephanie, I want you to reiterate what you had said a few moments ago about what the money that's raised with the spinathon and other fundraising activities goes to.
Absolutely. So we have our annual campaign association-wide. This year, our goal is a little over $800,000. As I mentioned, last year, we gave out more than we actually raised. But each branch has their own goal, and this event goes right to our annual campaign. So, again, we make sure that everybody can be included at the Y, whether it's financial assistance for membership, child care, camp, youth programs. We have cancer survivor programs, diabetes prevention. We still continue to offer services in the food insecurity business. We have our Full Plate project, which is free to the community. And proceeds go to that as well. So it's really, we offer a lot of services at the YMCA. We want to make sure that everybody can participate. So if there's any financial hardship, you know, we're able to use these funds to help people participate.
And Lou, at the Gleason Family YMCA in Wareham, you know, there are a lot of families that depend on this financial aid to be able to help them through with a lot of these things that go on. They're able to participate because of fundraisers like this.
Correct. I mean, this speaks to my own story. I was one of those kids growing up in Taunton that couldn't afford a membership. So it was the generosity of people back then that allowed me to become a member and have an opportunity to be part of the YMCA. And just, you know, fast forward 50 years later, you know, it made a difference an impact in my life. So I just want to give that back because you never know. There may be another Lou Brito or Stephanie Mancini out there, kids who can't afford it. And wouldn't it be a shame if they didn't have an opportunity to be part of something like this. So this is why we do what we do.
Right.
Stephanie mentioned about the food insecurity. You know, every 2 weeks, we have 200 to 300 cars lined up at our parking lot to get boxes of food. And a lot of these families, that's their shopping. They, you know, with prices going up, they really can't afford to feed their own family. So all the proceeds that we take in goes right back to the community.
And, you know, Stephanie, it's important to note, too, that, you know, keeping people healthy, keeping people active is also helping to keep people, you know, from costing more money. So folks who say, well, why am I giving all this money for people to, you know, go and live this life where they're going through drive-thrus and all that? But making a small support of an event like this helps people stay healthy so that they're not on long-term healthcare. They're not, you know, draining the healthcare system with things that were preventable. This is keeping people active and healthy.
Of course. And that's the beauty about the why. We talk about cradle to grave. You know, we talk about being able to service so many different walks of life. So whether it's, you know, I mean, and you never know when your situation can change. You never know. You might have, you know, you might become a widow. You might, you know, get recently diagnosed with cancer. You know, you might have something happen with your family. You know, the list goes on and on. You know, we're here to not only impact the, you know, the physical journey, but the social, mental, emotional journey as well. And, you know, we have staff on deck that are just constantly trying to, you know, work and welcome families in at wherever they are at. So that, you know, like to Lou's point, you never know if something can happen to you, and the why is always there to support. We've been around for over 150 years, and we will continue to serve the community.
And Lou, you use the perfect word for the why. You use the word community. And, you know, a lot of people want to get active. They want to get out there. They want to get healthier. They join gyms because they see the gimmicks that are going on, and then they never really go back because there really isn't that sense of community. But the YMCA, you go, you meet people like yourself that are going to work with them and help them, and you really feel like you've got partners with you on that health journey.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's apples and oranges. I mean, if you want just a gym, that's absolutely, you know, go there. But the Y is the Y. It's not just a gym. You know, it's where the community comes. Like Stephanie said, we used to say, from Pampers to Grandpas, and you'll see it. You'll see our child watch with 6-month-year-old, and we'll see our 90-something-year-olds playing pickleball, all in the same community, all in the same, sharing the same space. That's what the essence of the why. It's not just a gym. It's a place where people come to socialize. We have people that have memberships. They'll come in. They say workout, but it's their social hour. It's mm-hmm. where they go to have coffee with their friends and interact. So it is a community. So like I said, it's apples and oranges when you come to talking about a gym and just working out. It's more than just that.
So, and I would just add to that, that people check in. If somebody's not there, if they don't come to the Y for a period of time, you know, they're getting a phone call. Yep. You know, like, where are you? You know, people, and sometimes people need that encouragement. And they need that support, you know, regarding whatever their situation is.
You know, and it's not just about that either. It's also about if you are somebody who wants to give back, but you don't know how to do it. The YMCA is a great place to go for that. When my son was younger, I coached his basketball team at the Y. And I remember saying to the, to the athletic director for the youth sports, I said, I don't really know anything about, you know, I was writing about the Celtics, but I don't really know anything about coaching basketball. And he said, don't worry. It's not about knowing the skill. I'll help you with all that part. You just have to be able to want them to be good people and grow up to be good people. And that was kind of the overarching thing. And that's what always impressed me, is that it doesn't matter what your health goals are. It's about making you a better person for going there.
Right. It's about just giving time.
Absolutely.
Just giving time. And whether you're a kid or an adult, the most precious thing you can give someone is your time. And they really appreciate that. So, like I said, there's no place I'd rather work. There's no place I'd rather be than the Y.
So again, we're talking about the YMCA South Coast Spinathon. It is coming up on Saturday, March 16th, and it'll be happening at 2 locations. For those of you who are on the west side of the South Coast, it'll be happening at Canned Heat Craft Beer Company in Fall River. On this side of the South Coast, on the east side, it'll be happening at Stone Path Malt in Wareham, a great location. It's $10 to participate. You can raise money, and it all helps a great cause, and you don't really have to be, you know, a hardcore cyclist, a hardcore spinner to be able to do this and to take part. And the important part is, you're just not only giving back, but you're doing something for yourself too. You know, you might discover that you suddenly have a new love for this, and this becomes your new workout. But the really important thing here in my mind is, and Stephanie, you can disagree with me. I'm sure Lou will agree with me here. The really important thing here is for the East Side to win.
Hit it. You hit it on the head.
We'll see about that. We like to have a little friendly competition at YMCA South Coast. So either way, I'm very excited about this event. I think we just want to get we just want to get more butts in the seat, right, Lou? We got to get more people down there, you know, and even if you're coming down, bring your pom-poms if you don't want to jump on the bike. Come get a, you know, come get a cup of, come get a pint. You know, St. Patty's Day weekend, why not celebrate? I think our bar opens up at 10 a.m. We will be doing some healthy smoothie, lucky shakes at early and earlier in the day, but it's just going to be a nice social event. So even if you can't jump on the bike, I would truly invite anybody to come down to support the cause.
And both locations are fantastic places. I've done events at Stone Path Malt. People love going to these spots, and it really is a cool environment to be in. It's so different than being, like Lou and I were talking off air, it's so different than being in a gym. You know, you probably feel less like it's how can I put this? It's more, you're not as concerned about the workout per se as you are, you know, just focusing on the fact of what you're doing. You're there to help benefit the community.
100%.
Exactly.
I mean, Mark from Stone Path had been great to us. You know, we got DJ Ray coming in, Dre coming in to help out. Some of our great sponsors like Robinson's and Matrix. You know, they've been amazing with helping us put this on. Because without them, without mm-hmm. their support, we could not put something like this on. And it is a good time. It's a lot of fun. And I know Stephanie is probably mad at me, but you know what? You know where it's coming home, Steph.
Never.
Oh yeah.
No, I definitely want to shout out to, thank you for doing that, Lou. I want to shout out Carl Pelletier, who owns the Canteen. They've been great. They also own the Tipsy Toboggan and the Grismill and Seaconk. And they've just been phenomenal partners to work with. We have DJ Dan coming in and Nicole, who's a manager over at Canteen. And they've just been open arms. They, you know, instantly said yes to this. And they're always looking for ways to support the community. So that's a whole other piece, is the collaboration, of course, the sponsorships, Atlantic Fitness, Bay Coast Bank, as Lou mentioned, there's a few others as well. So it really is, you know, all encompassing. You know, we were able to get the business community involved, we're able to get our members involved, and then, you know, restaurant owners. And it's just, it's really going to be a cool, different event this year. And we hope this will be one of many, and it'll grow each year, grow more and more each year.
I just want to add one more thing. We could not do this, and the reason why it's so successful every year is our instructors, our staff. They are amazing. I mean, we have staff that come out that they have their whole get up. They have a whole theme. But our instructors are really amazing. That's the key to a class. People don't come to a class or come to an event just for the event. A lot of it is these instructors have a great loyal following. And we couldn't do this without them. So I want to thank them personally for that, because, you know, Liz and Debbie and Lena and Kim and Pam, totally amazing over at the East Side.
And we also talked about how you bring the spin cycles from the YMCA to these locations. I know they have those cup holders for the water bottles for people, but since you're at a brewery, you could probably put something else in there if you wanted to.
Oh, no, wait till after.
All right, okay, all right.
And on that note,
45-50 minutes.
And on that note, Ray and Keith that are going to be bringing the bikes over, thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Now,
Lou's doing all kinds of shout outs. Now I got to shout out people, Ken. So while we're at it, I got to shout out Mickey, Kara, Steph, the other Steph, Cynthia, Darrell, and Kim, and Chris Ann over on the west side. They're going to be the instructors for the day, and we've got a great get up planned as well. So we're all fired up and ready to go.
So again, this is the YMCA South Coast Spinathon. It's happening on Saturday, March 16th, and you can register at ymcasc.org. Lou's going to be there. He's going to be dressed up as a leprechaun right now. That's not, the rumor isn't true.
You never know. I've been all kinds of things. Never know.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us, and I wish you lots of luck with this, and hope everybody turns out and has a great time.
Tim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us, Tim.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a few moments. All right, it is time to go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt. When we come back on the other side, we'll take your phone calls, 508-996-0500. We can talk some more about the election yesterday. Again, if you had any issues, I want to know about them. 508-996-0500, tim@wbsm.com. You can use app chat on the WBSM app, or you can send me an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But I'm hearing about there having been some other issues that we haven't reported yet. I am waiting for confirmation or clarification from the New Bedford Board, the Board of Election Commissioners for New Bedford. I emailed Manny DiBrito and John Darling this morning to see if we can get some more information on that for you. And also, we have the story of everything else that went on up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with all the latest updates that we have been provided, saying that it was 8 people that couldn't vote yesterday morning because there was not a Republican ballot at Precinct 1D when it opened. However, 7 of those 8 came back and voted later in the day, but that means one person still didn't get the chance to vote. That's one person that was still disenfranchised. So what are your thoughts on that? 508-996-0500. But right now, let's go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Nikki Haley is ending her presidential run. A Christian university fined for suppressing sexual assault. And a first lady is being remembered on a new stamp.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Republican Nikki Haley is ending her campaign for the presidency. The former South Carolina governor picked up just one win on Super Tuesday, that being in Vermont. Her exit sets the stage for a Biden-Trump rematch. Haley's expected to deliver remarks in her home state later this morning. The House is unveiling a bipartisan bill to ban TikTok. Mark Mayfield has the story.
On Tuesday, both the Democrat and Republican House reps introduced a bill that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in the U.S. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest from TikTok before the ban would go into effect. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will consider the bill on Thursday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A U.S. Strategic Command civilian employee appeared in federal court Tuesday, accused of sharing classified information on a foreign dating app. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel David Franklin Slater was arrested over the weekend on 3 charges, including conspiracy to disclose national defense information. He pled not guilty to allegedly communicating with someone claiming to be a woman from Ukraine, sharing sensitive information picked up in classified briefings on Russia's invasion. Slater faces up to 10 years in prison for each charge, and a fine of up to $250,000 if fully convicted. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires that have torched the panhandle are nothing short of catastrophic. He toured the area scorched by the Smokehouse Creek fire yesterday via helicopter. The Smokehouse fire is now the largest in Texas history. Liberty University is being hit with the largest penalty in U.S. Department of Education's history. According to the sanction announced Tuesday, the Virginia school will pay a $14 million fine for creating a culture that suppressed those that were looking to report sexual violence. The Christian university will be under federal monitoring through April 2026 and is required to spend $2 million over the next 2 years for on-campus safety improvements and compliance enhancements. And the U.S. Postal Service is issuing a stamp honoring former First Lady Betty Ford. Michael Kastner reports.
The official unveiling takes place this afternoon at the White House with First Lady Jill Biden and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Ford served as First Lady from 1974 to 1977 and went on to raise awareness of addiction issues, serving as the first chair of the Betty Ford Center. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Celtics were on a hot streak until last night when they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-104. They're away to play the Denver Nuggets on Thursday. The Boston Bruins lost to the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. They host the Toronto Maple Leafs on Thursday. And the Red Sox play the Minnesota Twins at spring training today at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Dealing with patchy fog out there, temperatures in the mid-40s, cloudy skies will prevail. As we head into the afternoon, rain heavy at times, temperature in the lower 50s. Patchy fog once again overnight tonight, rain heavy at times, potential for thunderstorms. The temperature will be dipping into the mid-40s. And then as we head into tomorrow, lower 50s, with that wind out of the north, we are under a flood watch as of this afternoon through tomorrow morning. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, or you can hit us up on App Chat on the WBSM app if you want to do that. And we are talking about what happened in the election yesterday, but one place that always gets the vote in New Bedford is the butcher shop, because at the butcher shop, they've got everything that you would want to put on your plate at home. If you want to get some nice fish or seafood, they've got that. If you want to get a nice big steak, whether it be a sirloin, a T-bone, a piece of prime rib, a porterhouse, a tomahawk, they've got all of that. Terrace Major, they've got it all there. Celebrity pork chops, which Eric tells us, even if you don't like pork or you don't eat pork, you have one of those celebrity pork chops, you will never have another pork chop in your life. That's going to be what you want every single time. And giant chicken wings, so much other great meat available there. And of course, the thing about going to the butcher shop is you're not buying it prepackaged with what they think a portion is. And no, you can go up and you can ask and say, I would like a, you know, a 2-inch thick steak. They're going to cut it the way that you want it, the way that you and your family want it. They'll marinate things for you. They'll even prepare things for you. That's the level of service that they provide you at the butcher shop. But it's not just about the meats. It's all the great items they have there. It is a neighborhood market right there on Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They also have fantastic pre-made foods available too. They cook up fresh stuff every single day, so that if you want to stop in for a quick lunch to go, if you want to take something home for dinner, it's all ready to go. You just can take it home and put it on the plate and pretend like you made it. They're not going to judge. They're not going to call you out on it. And of course, you can always get some of that delicious rice pudding that Maria makes for dessert too. So much great stuff at the butcher shop. You won't want to shop anywhere else. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by, get yourself something delicious, and let me know what you had. Give me some suggestions, because I'm always willing to try new things. And they've got all kinds of things at the butcher shop. All right, 508-996-0500. That's the number here if you want to call in and discuss what went on yesterday. As I said, I'm looking into some other reports that we got and trying to find out more information. I would say stay tuned to WBSM.com. If there is going to be anything to these stories, we will share that with you. But the bottom line is, this was a major mess up. I know that the Board of Election Commissioners is trying to pass it off as no big deal. We had a couple machines. You know, it happens. And you know what? It does happen. Technology doesn't always work the way we want it. But when it happens every election, maybe you got to look into the procedures that you're utilizing, the checks that you put into place before the polls open. Putting two trays into a machine that only takes one sounds like something that should have been avoidable. Not packing Republican ballots is something that should have been avoidable. And again, I don't want to, and this isn't me beating up on anybody. This is me pointing out the reality of the situation, that if there were only 8 people, according to the Board of Election Commissioners, that didn't get Republican ballots in the 40 minutes that they were without them in Precinct 1D yesterday morning, and that of those 8, 7 of them came back and voted again, if that one person that showed up to get a Republican ballot and couldn't get one could not come back at another time to vote, that person was, by definition, disenfranchised. That person had their ability to vote taken away. That person did not get to exercise their civic duty because of someone else's ineptitude. And there has to be a better answer for that than they forgot to bring them, we got them there eventually. There needs to be a better explanation, better accountability for what happened. I want to know, who didn't pack them? Who didn't check when they were arrived? Why did it take so long for them to be alerted? You know, we've been told that the precinct captain or the person at the precinct realized they weren't there and called the election office to get them brought over. But then we also heard from people who said, I'm the one that called the election office and told them they weren't there. A caller said that yesterday morning. We've also heard Joanne Hutchins said she called the election office to inform. So how did they find out? What happened? And again, this, as I said, my inference was it said voting resumed when the ballots arrived. My inference on that was they held off all voting until those ballots arrived. But is that accurate? That's one of the questions that I posed to the Board of Election Commissioners this morning in the email that I sent over, just to get clarification on that. That was my inference. Maybe I'm wrong, but when I read it, that's the way that I read it. So that's kind of the way that I was reporting it. But if they didn't hold up voting, is that an unfair advantage to say that certain people could come and vote while others couldn't? Also, it took 40 minutes. Well, it was, 40 minutes past the hour by the time they got those ballots over there. And the reason that they gave to the Secretary of State's office is, they had to travel to the furthest point of the city. But, the Care One facility where people vote is a 5-minute drive from 1D. Maybe a little longer because of the traffic. Couldn't somebody have brought some ballots over from there? Is that not allowed? I'd like an answer on that. Because that could have made all the difference if you said to somebody, hey, wait a minute, we're just going to be bringing over some ballots from the other precinct. And you just got to wait 5 minutes and they'll be here with them. I'm sure those 8 voters would say, I could probably wait 5 minutes. And you know what? Maybe that one person that didn't get to vote at all could have waited 5 minutes. So there's just too many questions that aren't being answered by the explanation that we're being given. And I don't think it's, and I understand the way that Mayor Mitchell wants department heads to respond to people. They want to go through the mayor's office and have the statements come from there. And I understand that. I might not agree with it, but I understand it. But this is one of those situations where you should say to the election commissioner, Manny DiBritto, you should go on the radio and answer these questions. You should call in and explain what happened in detail, because there's just too many questions that people have and too many concerns, and on the verge of a very important election. I'm not going to go as far as Barry and call it the most important election of our lifetime, only because I think every election is the most important of our lifetime, each one more important than the last. But he's not wrong. I'm just saying I don't want to sound like I'm piling it on here by adding in that qualifier. But when you have what will be a very significant election day coming up, when people are already distrustful of the process, I think most, when I say that people are distrustful, I say most people are looking at it from a concern of, I can see where there would be problems. I can see where people would have questions. I don't think most people are out there pushing the idea that it's all rigged, but I think most people are concerned that there are issues. And when something like this happens in a primary, they're going to be really concerned when it happens in the general election. I mean, when you, okay, again, I don't want anybody to get confused and to get it twisted about what I'm talking about here. Donald Trump was going to win yesterday. So that one person that didn't get that Republican ballot, it probably didn't make a difference that that person didn't get to show up and make a vote for Donald Trump, right? If that's who they were voting for. If he was voting for Nikki Haley, it wouldn't have made a difference. But you know what? That Republican state committee race, that could have come down to one vote, and then that would have been a hugely important vote that was missing, right? So to say, well, you know, we got 7 out of the 8 to return, so all's well. No, one person had their vote taken away. They made the effort to go down there early, and that them doing their duty couldn't be met by the people that we put in charge of our elections to do theirs. And that's why we need more answers than just, you know, telling the radio station, we got them there, only 8 people, everything's fine. And then telling the Secretary of State's office, well, it was the ward captain's fault. So, waiting for that explanation. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that man. Look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces.
And that might be the song that you sing to yourself every morning after you get through all that managed chaos, after you get the kids on the bus or you get yourself to work or you get yourself to the point where, you know, you don't have to run around anymore and you can finally stop and take a breather. And that's the kind of moment that calls for Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. And if you're somebody that likes eggs in your sweetbread, you know what I'm talking about when they put the egg in the sweetbread. You've got to get over to Sunrise because it's the time of year where you can get your sweetbread with 1 to 4 eggs baked inside, or you can get a single with 1 egg, whatever works best for you. It's Easter time, and Easter is always a special time of year. What makes it even more special are the delights that come out of the ovens at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. And they are taking orders for Easter this year, baking all of your favorites like nattas, you know, those Portuguese custard cups, lemon cream cake, carrot cake, all of their selection of pies, their outrageous European pastries. They're going to be taking orders for Easter Sunday, and they're going to be open Easter Sunday from 5 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., but everything's going to be first come, first serve. So keep that in mind, but you know, you don't have to just go on Easter Sunday. They've got all of those great items every single day, as well as all of their fresh made salads like tuna and chicken salad and containers that are ready for you to make sandwiches for the family. So maybe you're going to get yourself some great pastries or whatever to bring home for Easter Sunday morning, but then they can also take care of that Easter lunch and make it nice and easy with some of their chicken salad, tuna salad, and of course their delicious casserole. And It's pulled rather than chunks, which will be very important when you are wearing your Easter clothes, your Sunday Easter best, and you don't want to get a big mess on your clothes while you're eating those sandwiches. And then, of course, you can top it off with one of their delicious desserts as well. Check them out. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. And if you think starting your day with the Tim Weisberg Show is starting your day the right way, wait till you see the way your day goes forward when South Coast Now starts at 9 a.m. with Chris McCarthy. He's going to be talking about a variety of things with you. No mayor today, though, right? The mayor's still out of town. He's going to be here tomorrow. So he is going to come on and answer some of these questions. Great. So you're going to want to tune into that. But of course, we will have more discussion about all of this with you. Chris will take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. And again, if you had any issues that happened in New Bedford with your voting yesterday, let me know. Tim@WBSM.com or send me an app chat message. I'm still looking into this. I'm still trying to get questions answered. So I don't think the reporting is over on this. And if you missed the latest updates, there were a couple of other statements that were put out by the Board of Election Commissioners yesterday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.